Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
My little brother is listening right now. He says he loves his show and he loves me.
All right. But he hates your glasses.
He also said that he knows somebody that works at VisionWorks that's willing to get me some new glasses.
These ones suck.
She's a very sweet girl. Hey, I do want to go get, I do want to go actually get sized and everything though, because like when you order them online and you don't know the measurements of your fat face, you kind of get what you get. I think I got very lucky with these. Like they fit.
Yeah, they do.
Will just walked in, and I cannot get over the look on his face. He is disgusted by the.
What are you talking
about? By
what's
sitting on your nose right now.
I don't think he is.
I think he's appalled
by
your glasses game. Since he was the one that turned you on to this said glasses game.
No, I needed glasses. I knew about glasses before I knew Will. He turned me on to the website he gets his from. It's a very good one.
I love them. I love those frames. Those are great.
Thank you. I told you. I told these assholes. I go, Will respect a stylish pair of eyewear, and these guys are like, no, you look like an old man.
They woman! Are, I said old woman.
She did say old woman.
They are old people frames, but old people frames are cool.
Distinguished.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's in right now. They don't know.
They're idiots.
These are not fashion icons.
They're both dressed like homeless people.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely
right. Vagabonds are telling me about my damn eyewear.
You asked me what I thought.
Yeah, well, your thoughts are crap.
Don't ask, bitch.
Yeah.
They look like they smell. If you were to see them, you would think they stink.
I would assume she smells like old fish and garbage pails.
Yes, exactly. They don't. They're fine.
And this disheveled jerk off over here looks like he was naked and homeless, ran into a damn thrift store and stole those clothes, and they felt so bad for him, they just let him go. They're like, look at that idiot running.
Not even a thrift store. It looks like he found clothes in a garbage bag. Oh. On the street, this fits
in the back of a homeless shelter.
Yeah, so
you
don't
guys
take
know
advice
me so well.
Yeah,
don't take advice from that fashion advice.
Yeah,
they
we
don't know.
He looks like he was given mouth hugs for lunch money, and some guy left
him or
his
her.
Look, I gotta eat, bro. Gotta eat.
Just saying,
you're doubling up.
God damn it! Thanks, I'm glad you like my glasses, Will.
Hey, you're welcome.
No problem.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.